The Mishnah Masech Becharis Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph teaches us, Noitel Schor Lodin, if a dayan takes payment to paskin a din Torah, the halacha is din abatelim. The din Torahs that he paskins are invalid. This is an important halacha, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Chosh Mishpat, Simon Tess, Sifhei, says the Shulchan Aruch. Hanoit l'schar l'odin, a dayan who takes payment to paskin din Torah, called dinov shadon b'teilim, elam kein yidua shloi not bam schar. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, as our Gemara says as well, remain a noitel el schabet hilosoi. If he only takes schabet tolo, mutter. Vushin benar Shulchan Aruch continues. Vushin nikel kosh and a noitel el schabet tolo. When the Shulchan Aruch says when there's a het of a schabet tolo, that's only in a situation where it's obvious that it's schabet tolo. Kigon sheyesh lo malach yidu lasos b'shosh sheyesh lo ilodin. He has a job to do when he's supposed to paskin the Torah. I'm the Baal Adinim, so he has a right to tell the people who come to the Torah for him, to him, Tanuli Schapelos Shlois Melocha Shes Batlim Meni. I'm deserving to get paid for the, because in this time I could have earned money. Bushikal Mishneim, and even when Schab Tail is Mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be that he receives from both of them equal amount. But if it's not obvious that the schar b'teila, kigon she'en lo lach yidua, el she'en m'sh'em yizdam li schar b'kni yizchara u'kadoima, of Sirsiris, he says, I maybe would have had some business opportunity, b'shvil zan v'akas schar, and that is what he says is the reason that he should get schar b'teila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that isn't considered schar. That isn't considered schar b'teil, that he has a right to receive. There are many, many questions that the Paiskim discuss around this shaila, around this halacha, that what, when we say that din of b'teilim, the Ramban says that just din Torah is not a valid din Torah, but that's even all dinei Torah. But the question is, what do all dinei Torah mean? The Miri says it only means all dinei Torahs from now on. What he paskin before this case certainly should not be affected. The Pesachei Tshuva, however, here is not quite sure. Sivkot Yud, he says that the Knesset Hagdoila had a suffix. What this means? Moreover, the Rishonim point out when we say that the Din of Batalim, we'll discuss this more later. It means only in a situation of, it only means, is it a knas, or is it a special knas, or is it halacha, that the din Torah cannot be a valid din Torah? Why is this a question? Because the Marit asks, if the din Torah, if the Rav paskin correctly, why is the din Torah bottle? And because of this question, he says that it means shuda de dina. It means a case where we need the judge's assessment. But if it's an open and shut case of the din Torah, then even though he shouldn't have gotten paid, we can't say that it's not a valid din. The Nesivus disagrees. He says a dayan who takes payment is not considered a dayan, and therefore it's not considered a valid in Torah. The Paiskim, the Rishonim, go on to say a big question: is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? If it's a din d'oraisa, so an aid, the next case of our mishnah that gets paid to say aidus, so he becomes disqualified. And therefore, let's say he's an aid that night at a wedding. The kedushin is not a kedushin. If it's only the midrabbanon, or as we said a moment ago, it's a knas, then it wouldn't become bottle. The Lecha Mishnah says that this halacha is only if he does it on a regular basis. That if he took payment for the entire 3 times, but the Brick of Yosef and says, based on our Gemara, it seems to seem that as soon as he gets paid, his Din Torah becomes bottled. The Mutzel Ma'ish asks a question. What will be the halacha if he did not take payment after he passed the Din Torah, but later on he takes a Din payment? So, the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech seems to hold that if he doesn't take payment immediately, only afterwards, then even though it's inappropriate, the Din Torah doesn't become bottle. The only time it becomes bottle is if he was promised payment before the Din Torah, or he took payment immediately after the Din Torah. As I mentioned, there's a big question if this halacha applies by all DNA Torah. Some hold that it's only by Shuda the Dayani, where we need the Dayan's own assessment, where he's paskening according to the Din Torah, so the Din Torah is the Din Torah. Others say it's under all situations, which opens up another question, a machloikis. The Bach says that let's say the dayan comes up with a pshara, with a compromise, then it's mutter to get paid. The Panami Iris disagrees, and he says that even by a pshara, which is what the dayanim many times attempt to do, it's considered the entire for which you may not get paid. The Rishonim now ask another question. Let's say the dayan took payment, which of course he shouldn't have, and he learns our Gemara, and he gives back what he got. Is he allowed to go back and do this the entire? So the Majdam says, once he pays back, he could do the entire all over again. And so does the Knesset HaGdolah say, we don't have to be concerned that he has some sort of interest because he took payment. The Marim Balev discussed a situation where 2 people came to rob with a Din Torah, Paskin the Shaila, and now a very similar Din Torah comes to them again. And the question is, maybe he should not be allowed to paskin that second Din Torah. The reason being, because he's not going to be open-minded, he's not going to want to change his psak, because then he'll look foolish. But the Marim Balev says, every Din Torah is a new Din Torah. And that's relevant to the question that we just discussed. If somebody already passed him the Shiloh, passed the Din Torah, and he got paid, if he could give back his money. The Chachma Shlomo says that this entire halacha only applies where it's a Beis Din that the two sides do not independently pick. But if the two sides independently picked these Dayanim, then the halacha is different. The Bar Tanura, very interesting Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura says that it used to be that for taking a get, for writing a get, they used to take a certain payment, which might have been a schar v'teila, more than schar v'teila, which, as we discussed a moment ago, is not permitted. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even by writing a get, you're not allowed to take more than the schar v'teila. The Rama, this is, and the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Siman Kuf and Dalid, and Seder Aget Sif Dalid. The Rama disagrees, and he says that that's not considered a dentira. Being the Sader Aget is not considered a dentira. They're just doing a legal procedure, and therefore the halacha is that there, says the Rama, whatever's the fee is the fee. The Sharon Mishpat discusses a situation where the two sides accepted relatives to be the Dayan. Does this halacha apply? So the Michas, he says it does apply. The Michas Chinuch disagrees. Michas Chinuch says that if it's a relative paskin in the Torah, it's obviously not a regular din Torah, because relatives can't pass for a din Torah. So it must be that this is not considered a din Torah, and therefore the halacha in such a circumstance says the Michas Chinuch, payment is permitted.